Hey, everybody. Thank you for downloading episode 126 of We Got This with Mark and Hal. If you like the Muppets, you are going to want to come to the Museum of the Moving Image in Queens, New York on Monday, October 9th. That's the Monday after New York Comic Con. We're going to be having some special episodes along with screenings. We are partnering with the Henson Legacy on this. We are super excited to be doing it, and we want you to be there. So whether you're a Muppet fan or a We Got This fan, you are going to have a great time. For info and tickets when they become available, you want to go to movingimage.us. That's where it's all going down. But for now, please enjoy episode 126 of We Got This with Mark and Hal.
Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all. Fudgy the Whale or Cookie Puss?
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right. We got this.
Hello, Hal.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to my kitchen.
This is very exciting. You and I are like two little kids just sitting at the kitchen table right now.
Yeah.
Waiting for cakes to be taken out of the freezer. We have, thanks to Carvel, the good folks at Carvel.
Yes.
We have Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss are our guests today.
This is rare because this is the first time a company has reached out to us and said, hey, we need you. We think it would be a fun. They don't need us to. They love both of their children equally. We should be fair. They weren't like, tell us which one of these is better.
And we're going to kill the other one.
Yeah, exactly. There will be no murder cakes except by our mouths and bellies.
Oh, we're going to murder both of these cakes.
They did say we think it would be fun if you debated the two of those, because those are the two most iconic Carvel cakes. You grew up in Tennessee.
I grew up in Tennessee. Carvel? We did not have Carvel. So both of these cakes are new to me.
I see.
So for our listeners who do not know, much as I did not, what these cakes are, Cookie Puss is assorted ice cream and cookie bits and cones.
Yep.
Crafted into the shape of, is it a snowman or a clown?
He's sort of like a snowman clown. So the ice cream cone makes his nose with the scoop of ice cream being the bulbous end of his nose. And then the cookies have frosting and ice cream on them that make the eyes. And the story of Cookie Puss has kind of changed, but it is believed that it's a nod to Tom Carvel, because if you look at a picture of Carvel founder Tom Carvel, he looks like Cookie Puss.
Oh, that's unfortunate. But it's a definite plus in the column for Cookie Puss winning.
Yes, that he is a tribute to the very founder of Carvel.
Let me ask you this: the ice cream that is the scoop of ice cream in the middle. Mm-hmm. Can you change that out? Did you specify which ice cream scoop you wanted in the middle of Cookie Puss's face? Or are they like, we're gonna get the scoop that is the most nose-like?
I think you can choose, but I said, give me the like, I don't want to give Cookie Puss an edge over Fudgy any more than I want to give Fudgy an edge over Cookie
Puss. But this Cookie Puss's nose is, I'm sorry I'm stuck on this Cookie Puss's nose being a specific.
It's striking.
It is, because it's a specific choice of scoop of ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like maybe butter pecan or. It's something that is almost nose colored, but has these giant monstrous moles in the form of the pecans or whatever little chunks are in this. I'm doing all of this from memory, by the way, because we had to put the cookies back in the freezer.
Yes, we put them out early.
Because they started to melt. Because here's the problem with the Cookie Puss.
Yes.
This is a mark against Cookie Puss. His entire base is just ice cream.
That's
true. So if you take that out, his base becomes an oil slick.
And it is like 72, 73 degrees in this apartment, which is not ideal ice cream cake display temperature.
Sure.
Like, we'd want it a little colder in here. I think even if it was like 69, 68, it probably would still be melting.
Yeah. Because you don't have one of those salt block cutting boards. Have you seen these?
No. Wait.
It's like a big salt block and it keeps stuff cold. You know how you put, salt on the outside and churn it and makes ice cream?
Yeah.
Salt cool stuff off. I don't know how that works.
So if you put your ice cream, if I put a Cookie Puss on a giant slab of salt.
Yeah.
You can do that, because salt is like a big rock, right?
Yeah. It's not going to make it taste like salt.
But if you get a salt. So wait, if it's a cutting board though,
What you can't watch it.
Not a cutting board, maybe like a display board.
Okay, because I was going to say if you watch it, then it just dissolves. You can't wash off your cutting board at all. Yeah, no, I wish I had.
Why does everything I eat taste like old dairy? It's got the tears of a Cookie Puss clown and a Fudgy Whale. Now, here's the thing Fudgy the Whale has going for him in the non-slip surface area.
Yeah.
Those little crumbs, there's a layer of crumbs around the outside of this Fudgy the Whale.
Cookie crumbs, yeah.
Cookie crumbs, which are basically like erosion-preventing gravel levees.
Yes.
So
– gravel levees?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that one is not going to melt and, you know, cause problems as much.
Yes.
We didn't talk about, would you like to talk about the shape and look of the Fudgy the Whale?
Yeah. Fudgy is that common whale shape where he's got sort of a boxy body and a nifty little tail. Let me go back for a second because I grew up with Carvel. Carvel started in Virginia, if I'm not mistaken, but being in Philadelphia, it didn't take long for it to sort of spread up the Eastern Seaboard into Boston, New York. But Tom Carvel would always do the commercials himself, and he had a really gravelly voice. Said Tom Carvel here for Carvel Ice Cream, and all of our cakes are made with a patented process for soft ice cream that gets the minimal amount of air possible. So more ice cream, less air. And they show the way they make these cakes, which is kind of fascinating, is they're made upside down. So for Cookie Puss, you put the ice cream cone in the mold first and then the cookies, and then you fill it with this soft serve that they make. This is their like proprietary soft serve.
No wonder they think it was starting to melt because it's not just an ice cream cake. It is a soft serve ice cream cake.
Yes. They're both made out of molds that are upside down. They're filled and then flipped over. Mm-hmm. And then ours are inscribed, as you will see on our Twitter account and in the Facebook group. We will post pictures of the special inscriptions that we had made on each cake.
But they don't – wait. They don't do the icing part in the mold.
I don't know how much
they would have to do
is.
That or the decorating part because they would have to do that after – otherwise the ice cream would smush the frosting.
You do it afterwards. But right. you have to – it's sort of
I was
like
worried
baking a cake.
For a second, Hal.
It's the same as a cake. You flip it upside down.
Yeah.
And you cut it. And then you put the icing on
Man,
it.
Man, I'm so excited for these cakes.
I'm so excited to eat.
This table in front of us is big and empty. Did we sufficiently – go over the shape of Fudgy the Whale. You pointed out something interesting about the shape of Fudgy the Whale to me earlier.
Yes. So Fudgy the Whale was designed and Fudgy is 40 years old, by the way. This is the summer of Fudgy. On June 1st, Fudgy.
Rock and roll, man. Summer of Fudgy. Do you guys remember where you were during the summer of Fudgy, man? Oh, dude. I don't remember some of it, if you know what I mean. Fudgy high five.
Tune in, ice cream, drop out. Fudgy is 40 years old, but they have like a full Fudgy. So we both have plush Fudgies now.
Yes. Thank you, Carvel, for giving
Carvel
us plush Fudgies.
Was nice enough to send us a cake cutter and some Fudgies and some gift cards to get these cakes. So we really appreciate that. But outside of that, all opinions are our own.
Yeah. We're still going to be brutally honest about these cakes.
Fudgy started as a gift for fathers. So Tom Carvel wanted a fish shaped cake for dads because
like for Father's Day and birthdays.
Yeah, because dad's fish. And it would say for a whale. That was always the commercial for a whale of a dad. That was what it was for. Because, you know.
You couldn't because women don't fish and kids don't fish and
look,
like all people. First of all, a whale isn't a fish.
It was 1977, man. What do you want? This is far.
Get woke, Fudgy.
Yeah, I mean, look. Fudgy certainly, I would hope, evolved. Now it's for just the whale of a parent, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Whale of a mom, whale of an
have
uncle.
Have a whale of a birthday, have a whale of a graduation, have a whale of a Christmas. Can you
have a whale of a just paid off your last student loan? You can use the cake for anything, but specifically that mold, if you turn it 90 degrees, and then it becomes Santa Claus. The tail becomes the top of Santa's hat. So during the holiday, both of these have like alter egos.
What is the Cookie Puss alter ego?
So Cookie Puss.
Oh no. Oh no. What is Cookie Puss's alter ego?
During St. Patrick's Day.
Oh no.
Becomes Cookie Opus. And if I'm not mistaken, is wearing a bowler.
Okay.
And he might have arms and legs. I want to look this up because I want to see Cookie Opus in action.
Well, while you're looking up stuff on your computer, what part of Ireland are the Opuses from?
They're from Ice Cream County.
Oh, right.
County Ice Cream.
Ice Cream.
Yeah. Here's, so basically.
What?
It becomes a pistachio ice cream in the nose, and then all of the frosting becomes green, and then he's got like a little jaunty hat on top.
The frosting looks crazy. The green frosting is, the whole thing is, I mean, it looks delicious. Pistachio is maybe my all-time favorite flavor of ice cream.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
I know that we on the show have determined that mint chocolate chip is the best ice cream.
Right, but your favorite is pistachio.
It's up there in my all-time top five, I think.
Okay, that's fair.
I may be refuting something I said on the air previously as we speak.
That's fine. That's you haven't listened to this podcast. We do that all the time.
Oh, great.
It's common.
What is this show about?
Cookie Puss.
Oh, good. When do we get to eat?
The best part is he's got little arms on the side of it. He's an alien. Here's the thing.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Cookie Puss is an alien from the planet Birthday. Now, that was retconned. I don't think initially he was an alien from the planet Birthday, but they just started doing like...
Who did this?
Carvel. Like, because he had a lot of...
Wait, what did you... You just used an acronym that I've never heard.
What did I say?
Retcon.
Oh, retcon. Like, you go back and sort of fix something... To make it make sense?
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know. I just did.
Oh, I've made so many mistakes in my life.
You realize this is a new lease on life for you.
It really is. How much red cons can I do?
No, retcon. What would you do if you could? What is the biggest thing you would retcon?
In my life?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Gosh, how did this episode become Fudgy or Cookie Puss and end up, what is your biggest regret?
Because this is what happens when two guys get together over ice cream cakes.
Girl, I feel you. High five. We are solving this like Blanche, Dorothy, and Rose right now.
Sophia got put in the home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't hear about Sophia? Shame about her.
No.
Yeah. All right, let's not go over my deepest, darkest regrets.
Oh, you're not going to answer?
No, I'm not going to answer.
Fine.
What's yours?
Oh, man. One time in high school, this is terrible. I was in a play, and we had our dress rehearsal the same night I had promised to take a friend of mine to her prom.
Oh, no.
And so, like, I don't even know if it was a week before I was like, I can't, because
you canceled on a prom?
It was expressed to me, like... you cannot miss, or like the way it was communicated was like, you cannot miss dress rehearsal. And so I was like, I don't want to not be in this show that
what
I've
was
been
the
working
show?
On.
What was more important than a young person's last hurrah in their school?
You want to know the worst part of it all?
You don't
I don't remember, which show. It might have been She Stoops to Conquer. I think it was like junior year. It was junior year of high school.
Was it her junior year too?
Yeah. It was same year.
All right.
But it was, I regret that. Because I probably could have found a way to take her to her prom.
Yeah.
It was really sad.
I'm sorry, brother.
I wish I'd had a Cookie Puss that night.
You know what?
With Cookie his high-pitched voice.
He's like, it's me, Cookie Puss.
Does he have a voice?
I feel like he does.
And
have
does Fudgy have a voice? Or is it just the Mr. Tom Carvel?
Mr. Tom Carvel. No.
Which, in my mind, Tom Carvel looks like Robert Davi, because that's the voice you do when you're Robert Davi. Hello, I'm Tom Carvel.
He was the...
Don't disrespect me by not eating.
He was the father of the Fratellis. People don't know that about him. And now he's disappeared.
No, Anne Ramsey and Tom Carvel.
Yeah.
That's a couple there.
That's a power couple.
Sure it is.
But I don't remember Fudgy having a voice. He's just like a jovial whale.
Yeah. Does he have three voices? Because sometimes whales have three voices.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
What was his name? I want to say Maestro, but that's only because Monstro was the one in Pinocchio.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You know what?
Does it matter?
We should have some cake.
We should.
All right, let's get some cake.
Yeah, let's.
Why don't we go to a commercial?
All right, we'll take a commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll taste the cakes and we'll actually have them in front of us so we can make a more informed decision.
All right, let's do this.
All right, we're taking a break right now.
Hey guys, this is Adam Conover. You may know me from my True TV show, Adam Ruins Everything. Well, guess what? Now we're doing a podcast version right here on Maximum Fun. What we do is we take all the interesting, fascinating experts that we talk to for just a couple minutes on the show, and we sit with them for an entire podcast, really going deep and getting into the fascinating details of their work. Find Adam Ruins Everything wherever you get your podcasts or at MaximumFun.org.
Are you easily confused by terms like cultural appropriation, cisgender, and woke?
Or maybe you find yourself constantly explaining terms like these and you need a place to vent.
Do you have a love for all things pop culture? social commentary, and politics.
Sounds like you need Minority Corner. Where you can learn, laugh, and play.
Sounds like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay, and ladylike.
James and Aneke will happily administer your weekly dose each and every Friday.
You can listen on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minority Corner.
With a K.
Because the C was taken.
And we're back. We have both cakes out here on the counter right now.
And what else do we have, Hal?
We have my wife, Jennifer Kelly is here. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Okay, so we're going to cut into both of these. Now, all right, this is you seeing them now, Mark.
Yes.
What is striking you about both of these cakes?
What's striking me about the cakes is how, having just taken them out previously and put them back, the Fudgy the Whale has, like I said before, with the cookie levies on the outside, the Fudgy the Whale is holding its shape. Its construction is really sturdy. The Fudgy the Whale is holding its shape. The other one, the Cookie Puss, there is way more ice cream than anything else. I assumed that Cookie Puss would be, you know, ice cream. I'm used to ice cream cakes that are ice cream in the middle.
Right.
This is an ice cream cake that the entire cake structure is the ice cream. So
yes.
I fear that a Cookie Puss for an outdoor barbecue is a terrible idea, but a delicious looking cake.
Yes, both of these, I don't think either of these would hold up particularly well, but certainly the, as you put it, the gravel levee will hold up much better. So what are we going to judge these on? I think we should go by how they would hold up in heat, which, mm-hmm. which Fudgy's already won.
Fudgy's won that.
General aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And then flavor profile.
Flavor profile is such a Food Network phrase. I love that you use it.
I don't even know what it
taste.
Means.
Taste.
All right. Fine.
What's it taste like? How is it?
I'm just trying to be fancy.
No, I know. Well, we're going to see what the flavor profile, as long as it's got a good mouth feel.
You mean numbing?
Yes. I've just started kind of picking little bits. Bit pick off ability, Fudgy wins.
Yeah. But if you want to dip your finger in some frosting and eat that, then Cookie Puss wins.
Well, you know what? You're right.
See? Get it some. Oh, cause there's like a chocolate. The thing. The frosting's like a fudge.
Yeah.
All right, so
the frosting on Cookie Puss is fudgy.
Let's actually cut this up.
Oh, they're so adorable. Do you?
You don't want it. They both the Fudgy does have a beautiful
blue eye.
The design on the eyebrow is adorable. He's yeah. smiling.
He's beautiful. These are well crafted, beautiful pieces of work.
And by the way, I have to say that when Fudgy turns into Santa, it's not super convincing. Because he's kind of – do you see Jennifer right here if he became Santa? You're looking at the Santa angle of it. So that's the top of the hat right there, and then that's Santa's face.
Oh, yes. I can see it. If – yep.
Yeah, the if is an important part. Like, yeah. I can see it if this. Yeah. It's
– but this – go ahead, Jennifer.
I think they're both beautiful.
Yes, they are both beautiful. I would say, though, looking at the two of them – Fudgy's like a solid, you see it's a whale, blue eye,
mm-hmm.
white border, white mouth, white eyebrow, white writing on it in this case, fine. But Cookie Puss, there's something about Cookie Puss for me. I when I was in my early 20s, I tried to make like a comedic character out of Cookie Puss. Aww. Where I'd be like, wow. It's me, Cookie Puss!
So you,
that was my voice for Cookie Puss at the time.
And that's now canon.
That's now canon.
But this is the only thing sanctioned by Carvel where you've ever heard Cookie Puss speak.
I think that Cookie Puss has a little more personality than Fudgy does.
I think you're right. The Cookie Puss, well, yeah, in that, you know, a painting by your kid is going to have more character than a painting from IKEA. Like, the Cookie Puss looks less like, what is it? An alien clown from the planet Birthday?
He's an alien from the planet Birthday. He's come to help you celebrate.
Yeah, I'll buy it. When we first walked up to the cake, I said, "Is this right side up or upside down for Cookie Puss?"
But you can see his eyes. There's his.
I know.
Nose.
I can
He's
like
smiling.
Well, I could tell these were the eyes, but looking at it upon first arrival, I saw it initially upside down, and an upside down Cookie Puss looks like something that the thuggy guards prayed to in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Like. Am I going to cut into this and it's going to
have ice cream shabai?
Is this going to have the blood of Kali in it?
Only if Kali is made of delicious soft serve.
They're starting to melt.
All right, go ahead. You're going to cut into Cookie Puss. Help right, yourself.
What should we have to try a little bit of everything, yeah, right? What,
how do you want to approach this? Because right,
there are multiple elements. I think we try each element.
Okay, sounds good.
Right?
So
I'm going to cut us up little bites that have each element. And also for you, Jennifer.
Oh. And I'm grabbing spoons. It's the sound of spoons because right. You don't need a fork for this.
There's the fudge.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
We're going to go individual plates. This is probably okay. All going to get heavily edited.
Yeah, this is... No, I'm not going to edit this at all. So we're going to do the fudge. We're going to do a little bit of the ice cream.
There's some fudge.
The cookie. We can split the cookie in three probably, right?
Oh, sure.
And then I'm just going to start scooping ice cream and putting it on each plate. So there's some ice cream for you. There's some ice cream for you.
Lovely.
And there's some ice cream for you. Okay, all right. So now every plate has...
That blue stuff?
Oh, yeah, and the blue stuff. There's like a blue... I think it's like whipped cream.
I'll take
that plate right there. Okay.
Are you putting that one on too?
So that we have a representative.
Wait, we didn't get this.
Oh yes, we need a scoop of
ice cream.
The ice cream in his nose. I think it's like a coffee ice cream looking at it now.
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah.
Because that's a little kid's favorite.
It's delicious. Plus, it's a fleshy nose.
Snarky about. Once you told me that you had a thing for Cookie Puss, now I've decided to just be snarky about Cookie Puss.
Yeah, you're being really mean to Cookie Puss.
I love you.
I hope you're talking to Cookie Puss. All right, now let's cut Fudgy, too.
Oh, wait, let's get a little bit of comb.
All right. I'm cutting a giant hunk of Fudgy. You do feel guilty. You do feel like you're cutting into a living thing. But these are delicious ice cream treats. All right. So I'm cutting up Fudgy right now. Fudgy's got way better hold. It's like a solid hold. And like you pointed out, it does not – it didn't really melt at all. So I've got a piece here for you, Jennifer, that she's just picking up with her hands. Mark, I've got a piece for you here.
Great. Here's what I'm noticing. So do we have our plates?
We have our plates.
And our plates are full with everything we need, all the elements.
Yes.
All right. Just by looking at this, the Fudgy the Whale looks now like a little wedge is cut out and his mouth is open. Isn't that cute? Cookie Puss looks like he's been murdered. Can you take a picture of this Cookie Puss? This is like the photograph that they only show briefly in a movie where it just like does a quick flash. So the audience is like, what was that? You know what I mean?
Yes. No, you're right.
You should take a picture of your plate, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here's a sample plate.
That said, it is, like, aside from the look that it has when it is no longer in its perfect form, all of the disparate elements look delicious.
I will tell you, I while you were talking, I tried the ice cream cone with a little bit of the blue, which is like a whipped cream, and it was real good. I was real happy with that. Now, you just tried the ice cream. His nose.
I did.
What flavor is it?
It's like Christmas flavored, man. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like ginger snap or something?
And there are nuts in it. So you're right about that. Maybe it's like a praline
mm-hmm.
cream.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a praline cream. So we have that. Now, I'm going to try the chocolate of I'm going to eat Cookie Puss's eye. This is barbaric. All right. Okay, that was really good. And I grew up eating ice cream cakes at birthday parties that were bought at, like, the grocery store. So they're just sheet cakes. This is a – and because of that, I didn't like ice cream cakes. They just never tasted good.
Really?
This is definitely
– Did you never got a Fudgy the Whale or a Cookie Puss?
No, never got a Fudgy the Whale, never got a Cookie Puss. I will say this is a higher quality ice cream cake than I was even expecting. And
really?
And it's good. Like, I liked all the elements so far.
Yeah, it's all very good. They're two vastly different things.
Yes.
The Fudgy the Whale is a ice cream cake. The Cookie Puss is a dessert buffet.
Right.
It's you just dig in, you find your individual elements. The Fudgy the Whale is all put together.
Right, but isn't there something to the composed bite? You know what I mean? Like I'm trying a little bit of everything right now.
Yeah, that's but you're composing each bite yourself. It's not the chef hasn't composed the bite for you. I'm just pointing out facts about the two things. I'm not going after Cookie Puss.
I know, my eyes just rolled back into my head. It's really good. I like the main ice cream part of it too. I hadn't tried that yet.
So what are our criteria? We're looking at our criteria. The holds upmanship is definitely hands down Fudgy the Whale.
Yes.
I should wait until both of us stop getting our faces all up into the bite of the mic.
I'll be eating this entire episode. Jennifer, you've tasted both. What do you think?
Thank you, Carvel, for these delicious cakes. They were delicious.
That's the blessing I say every dinner.
These were wonderful. Thank y'all for sharing with me, Hal and Mark. Mark and Hal.
Thanks for coming out and jumping in. Do you have a favorite? Do you have opinions?
I love Fudgy. I love the layer of fudge on top of fudge. I love the layer of fudge on top of Fudgy. I'm going to head on out now. Love y'all.
Bye, Jennifer.
Love you, sweetheart. All right.
She is so kind and impossible to get an opinion out of.
She will not choose. So I've eaten all of Cookie Puss so far. I will say the fudgy is still intact.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish it was a little bit melty. Cookie Puss is decomposing in front of our very
Cookie
eyes.
Cookie Puss looks like he is dying.
He has one eye.
Yeah. He looks like you know what he looks like? Sticking with our Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
He looks like he looked at the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes. He should have, you know what? He couldn't cover his eyes because his arms are too short to reach over them. So,
he's delicious.
Absolutely.
Cookie Puss
delicious.
Has a lot more going on.
Yes, but they both have – here's the flip. So with the fudgy, the bottom base is vanilla, then cookie, then chocolate. With Cookie Puss, it's reversed. You've got chocolate, a little bit of chocolate, then cookie, and then vanilla. So it's really like – it's the same ingredients inside. Yeah. I think it comes out to ultimately the accoutrements.
What do you mean by the accoutrements?
Like is the cone and the amount of whipped cream – and the fudge eyes, is that all too much compared to the simple cookie exterior and fudge, like sort of fudge icing topping on Fudgy the Whale?
Well, think about bringing this to a party. You've got to also – it can't just be about flavor. You've got to think about if this is going to be for someone's birthday party or Father's Day or whatever it's for – A Fudgy the Whale is so much easier. It's so much more compact, and you look at it, you know how to cut it.
That's true.
But a Cookie Puss is the Wild West of how to cut this thing.
But if you show up with a Cookie Puss, people are like, "Hey, Cookie Puss!" Like,
really?
Cookie Puss is Cookie Puss is an attraction, right? Mm-hmm. Like Fudgy the Whale is great. And people love Fudgy the Whale. People eat a Fudgy the Whale. But if I walk in with a Cookie Puss, people are like, "Whoa, you got a Cookie Puss?
How'd you get that here?
Yeah, how'd you get it? How is it not being served in a bowl?"
Yeah, I feel like Cookie Puss Fudgy the Whale is for a birthday party. Cookie Puss is for like a bachelorette party in Vegas where things are going to get wild and you never know what's going to happen. Let's get crazy. What's this got on it? Cookies and a cone? Put it on there. What's his nose made of? Praline pecan? Awesome.
See, but if that's the criteria, mm-hmm. I would assume you would be all over Cookie Puss. Cause you, not
like
because,
white on rice, baby.
Right. Like you like the unexpected, right? So if Fudgy is tried and true, stays together better than any ice cream. I mean, it's still the elapsed amount of time. Cookie Puss is quickly becoming a puddle. Fudgy the Whale is showing like barely any melt on the inside. It's held together so well. And I can understand why that would make it a great choice for a party. And this is the small. Mm-hmm. So you could get this even bigger for a
ton of
people.
Wait, you can get a big Fudgy the Whale?
Yeah, you can get a big Fudgy the Whale.
Oh,
Cookie
snap,
Puss
dog.
Is one size. One size fits all for Cookie Puss. But
Cookie Puss is – here's what this is coming down to for me. Cookie Puss is beautiful and delicious, and there are a million things going on. Fudgy the Whale is the perfect ice cream cake. Cookie Puss is a bizarre work of art that is in no way practical. So it becomes, what do we prefer? A perfectly crafted ice cream cake or a beautiful, delicious, insanely impractical monstrosity of deliciousness?
That is a tough call, because we don't know if we came into this. Like, I didn't come into it thinking, what's the perfect ice cream cake?
No, we came into thinking, it this or this.
Yeah.
We made a binary out of it.
We did. But it's, I mean, the deciding factor between the two is not, well, which one's the better ice cream cake?
Right.
It's, are we following our heart here? Or in following our heart, are we doing a disservice to this entire venture by not going, well, like, my heart lies with Cookie Puss, but this fudgy is still holding together. Like, you could keep this at a party for a while. Mm-hmm. It holds together. They both taste great. They have very similar ingredients. I like cookies in the ice cream cone, and I like the scoop. That gives an extra sort of bit to it. And I love the blue, like, whipped cream sort of icing on the top. I really love. And there's some of that with the white border on the fudgy. But I think I'm trying to pick Cookie Puss when
you really
I know
are, and
it's
I know.
Fudgy.
And I feel like I'm doing the same, because you look at Cookie Puss and, like, fudgy looks like it was designed by Tom Carvel. Cookie Puss looks like it was designed by Tom Carvel's grandchildren. Who are the sweetest and have the best, most decadent, indulgent, crazy sweet tooth. But I feel like for this, these are both really, really good. And as soon as this episode is done, we're eating the rest of them.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no contest.
Fudgy the Whale.
It's Fudgy the Whale.
All right, then. People of the world, this is Tom Carvel. We have so many wonderful ice cream cakes available at Carvel stores all over the country. We have beautiful ice cream and cookie cakes available at all kind Carvel locations around the country. But the finest cake of all, between Cookie Puss, he's a birthday, he's an alien from the planet Birthday, come to celebrate your party with you. And during St. Patrick's Day becomes Cookie Opus. And Fudgy the Whale, for a whale of a dad, get a Fudgy the Whale cake. And then in the holidays, he turns into Santa Claus. The winner is clear. It's Fudgy the Whale. Best cake. Asked and answered.
Thank you to Carvel.
Yeah.
Tom specifically, but everyone at Carvel.
Yes. Tom, you're never far from our hearts or our memories if you grew up in the 70s or 80s.
Or our bellies for the next few hours. Yeah, let's be honest, the next few minutes.
That's true. These are both really good cakes.
So, Carvel, where can we find you?
You can find our Carvel buddies at carvel.com or on Twitter at Carvel Ice Cream.
Great.
That's how all this started. This all started with tweets.
I love it. You guys, we are on Twitter. You can reach out to us if you have a topic to cover on Twitter at We Got This Tweets, or you can check out the Maximum Fun subreddit. A flame war could be happening right now.
Or you can email us with other desserts and things that you want us to eat and figure out for you. That's wegotthispodcast@gmail.com, or go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/ We Got This Podcast. Thank you to producer Ken Plume, to graphic designer Uri Kelman, to researcher Kate McManus, and QA engineer Jen Alba.
Thanks, as always, to our musicians Jonathan Dinerstein and Mike Furman for our score and theme song, respectively. And thank you to you, our listeners. I mean, come on, you guys. We're about to eat two ice cream cakes because of you guys. We love you so much. Thank you. For Hal Lublin, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
For Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Lublin. Don't worry, everybody.
We got this.
We got this.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Fudgy or Cookie Puss?
Oh, that's so dumb.
So dumb.
Fudgy the Whale or Cookie Puss? Fudgy the Whale or Cookie Puss? Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss.
Hello, Hal. Oh, I thought we were just going to jump in.
No, I just wanted to separate them. Go ahead.